the carol service. Let me see your hand. How was it for you? Praise God. It was awesome. Hallelujah. I enjoyed myself very well. Amen. Can we appreciate the drama and the choir again? The City Light Choir. Can we appreciate them? Hallelujah. I don't believe you enjoyed that stuff that we saw. Can you appreciate them? Hallelujah. For all the hard work. Praise God. Amen. So I'm just going to go straight. John chapter 1. Let's just see something. Why Christ came. You know, and it's for him to make us his word. That's just it. John chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. Verse 2. It says, the same was in the beginning with God. Next verse. All right. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. So it is the word of God that made this world. Praise God. And that is what we are born of. It says, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. It says, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Praise God. So we are born of the word. So the word created the world and also created us. Praise God. Let me continue. It says, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. It says, in him, he was still talking about the word. It says, in him was life. It says, and the life was the light of men. It says, and the light shineth in darkness. It says, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Let's jump to verse 12. Verse 10. It says, he was in the world, and the world, it says, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It says, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. It says, but as many as received him, it says, to them he gave the power. He gave him power to become the sons of God. It says, even to them that believe in his name. It says, but as many as received him. So I'm going somewhere. You need to receive the word. That's what it's telling us here. You must stay focused on the word. No matter the situation, you must stay focused, stay glued to the word. Because that's where your life is. And we know that the sustenance of anything is what makes that stuff. Praise God. I don't know if you get that. If the fish was made in water, praise God, and lives in water, if he goes out of water, he dies. That is the same thing with us. Because we are born again out of the word of God, if we step out of the word, we begin to die. Praise God. So he says, but as many as received him, and he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Let's read verse 14. It says, and the word was made flesh. So it means that whatever you need in your life, it is the word that can transform it. It says the word was made flesh. It can transform it into that tangible thing that you require. It says, and the word was made flesh. It says, and dwelt among us. So everything that you need is already available. It is the word of God that can bring it to life, bring it to you. Amen. Like the Bible says something, it says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to deliver to you an inheritance. So that inheritance that you need, that thing that you require, it is the word of God that can deliver it to you. Praise God. That's Acts chapter 20, verse 32. It is the word of God that can deliver it to you. It says, and the word was made flesh. It says, and dwelt among us. It says, and we beheld his glory. Please take note of this verse. It says, and we beheld his glory. the Word became flesh and we beheld the glory. He says, the glory of the only begotten, the begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. So how do I receive this word? Amen. Because that's why Christ came. That's why Christ came. So that he can make us his word. And you too, you can become that thing you require can become flesh. Hallelujah. Please, I'm going somewhere, so just follow me. So let's see James chapter 1. Let's do James chapter 1 now. Fantastic. James 1. Oh, Radebashida. Bakasi Kateos. So this is very, very, very instructive. Very instructive. Very instructive for us. Because if you can set your gaze on the Word of God continually. You know, Pastor K was teaching us some time back that meditation is how you let it soak in, come into your spirit, and it will begin to produce what it talks about. Hallelujah. So James chapter 1, let me just read that scripture. Verse 21, let's do verse 21. It says, so this is why we abandon everything morally impure. It says, and all forms of wicked conduct. It says, instead, with a sensitive spirit, we absorb God's word. Hallelujah. So it takes, it says, but as many as received him. But here he's now telling you that you need to absorb it. The absorption process is what? Meditation. I don't want to talk about that because Pastor K has dealt with that one a number of times. He says, we absorb. You keep absorbing. See, let me tell you something. 2021 is going to be a great year. Hallelujah. But it's also going to be a very challenging year. Very, very, very. What we have seen in 2020 is like an intro. It's like an intro to what is coming. Amen. So many things is going to happen. I'm not a prophet of doom, but it's lining up. This is the end time that we are in. So you need to safeguard yourself. You need to really fortify yourself so that when you enter that place, of horror, you'll be able to come out without any smell of smoke. When that fire comes, hallelujah. He says, when I go through the water, he says, I will not drown. He says, when I walk through the fire, I will not be burned. Amen. See, it's gonna be very challenging. Serious. I think they are trying to do another second wave. Praise God. Businesses of before that have not recovered. It is well. So, but let me tell you something. The Bible says that you are not of this world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Your economy cannot be run from this world. He says that, but what do you have to do? You have to keep absorbing the word. Keep absorbing it. Keep absorbing it. Keep absorbing it. Until it becomes your consciousness. Until it becomes your consciousness. When we're doing mathematics those days, when there are formulas, there are some formulas that, yes, once you use this formula, you arrive at the answer. The formula alone is something that if you miss a letter or if you miss a number, you have failed it, like the almighty formula. Who knows that almighty formula? Hey, all of us, don't forget all these things. The Lord is our Voltron. Plus or minus 2a into what? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Jehovah, I've used it to count money. Amen. You know, if you miss any of the coefficients, the answer becomes wrong. No matter what you put, no matter how you turn it, you will not arrive at the right answer. So that is why you need to absorb the word. Absorb it, so that it will be your consciousness. So that whatever situation that comes to you, what comes out of you is the word of God. Let's read that scripture. My time is running. It says, with a sensitive spirit, absorb God's word. It says, which has been implanted within your nature. It says, for the word of life has power to continually deliver us. Are you seeing this? It says, it has power to continually deliver you. So no matter where you find yourself, it has power. But as many as received him, to them he gave what? The power. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything spectacular. The word of God has the power to reproduce what it talks about. If you can do what this scripture is saying. Let's move. Verse 22. It says, don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. He's not telling you what to do. See, the word of God is so sweet. It will give you the formula and it will tell you how to apply it. That is why if you are a stranger to your Bible, if you are a stranger to the word of God, your life will be vacillating. There'll be ups and downs. But Bible says that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. There are no blue days. There are no down days. It can be up and up, forward and forward. That's what the scripture says. So if what you are experiencing is not aligning with the scripture, it means that you need to go back. You need to go back and align yourself, continue the absorption with a sensitive spirit, absorbing. You have not seen all those Indian guys, when they eat garlic, when they eat all those things that they eat, when they pass you by, you know that an Indian has passed you. Praise the Lord. Can you testify to that? That is how the word of God should be smelling out of you. Everybody should know. And it's not fiction. This is not fiction. The word created the world. And it can recreate your own world. And you can use it to recreate your own world. Create an environment. Create that atmosphere. Do you know what the Bible says in Exodus? That when the children of Israel, they were moving, Bible says that God followed them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. It means that God created an atmosphere for them. There was no, see, during the day, against the heat, against everything that can come against them, during the night, wild animals that can come and eat them up, there was protection right around about them. Bible says as they went from nation to nation, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Bible says that their clothes grew on them. So it means that your sustenance is in the word of God. Your sustenance, your deliverance is in the word of God. And that is why you cannot be a stranger to your Bible in 2021. If you are a stranger, you will see strange manifestations. Things that you don't like, it will come to your world. You know, Pastor M used to say something. She says this thing all the time. If you can find it in the word of God, it can appear in your world. So why are we not going for the word of God? That's the question. We must take in the word of God voraciously, continuously. Until no matter the situation that you find yourself, it's the word of God that you'll be speaking. I did an illustration some time back that a bottle that has water, if you put pressure on the bottle and it's closed, the water cannot come out. But when you open the cork and you put pressure on it, the water comes out. It's a water bottle. It is water that will come out. Coke cannot come out. Fanta cannot come out. La Casera cannot come out. It is what you have inside that will come out. So what do you have inside of you? What have you absorbed? Have you absorbed all the negative vibes? All the challenges that you are going through? Is that what you are speaking to yourself? Let's continue. Woo. What verse am I in? 22. He says, don't just listen to the word of God. So he's telling you what to do now. He's not telling you that. Say, don't just listen to the word of God, the word of truth, and not respond to it. It takes a response. The first one is to absorb. Then the next one is to what? Is to respond. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, that's because that's where the victory lies. There's no other place. See, there's no other name in heaven, on earth, whereby a man can be saved. See, there are absolutes in the scriptures. There are absolutes. It is not that, okay, it may be whether or let us try how this thing will be. Mm-mm. They are absolutes. It means that once you do this, this is the result. If you meditate and do as you have said, you will have good success. It gives you what to do, how to do it, and gives you the result of what you will get. So it means that God has put everything in our hands. That's what Christ came to do. Before, they needed priests and everything to tell them what to do. But now he gave us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He says, if you listen to the word and don't leave out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks, watch this. He says, you become like the person who looks into the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. Hallelujah. He says, you perceive how God sees you in the mirror of, mirror of the word. See, when you see the word of God, he says, you begin to see how God sees you. He does not see you weak. He does not see you sick. He does not see you poor. He does not see you broke. He sees you as the word says. That, see, because if he sees you that any other way, it means that the death of Jesus was null and void. It's a waste. What a waste. Praise God. And what a great waste it will be. So he does not see you in a different light. Please, let me have my mirror and my people. Onome, please come. Aminat, please. Then Dutchy. Please, let's do this. Let's do this. Sharp, sharp. Time. He says, you perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word. He says, I need chair also. I need, can we just come with two chairs? So you stay here. You stay here. Makeup, this makeup artist, Dutchy Glam. Amechi, you're single, Abby. Let me do like Pastor K. You're single, Abby. I need another chair, please. I need one more seat, please. Can you just help me with this? You can sit facing everybody. Just like that, yes. Thank you. Just bring the second one here. So we want to see these two ladies, they are beautifully made up. Amen. Shanda. Somebody say Shanda. Hallelujah. So this is the makeup artist. He has already done the work. Please, if you are here, if you don't have makeup on, please let me just want to use you to do another example, please. You don't have makeup on. When you come. Bring your chair as you are coming so that when you are going back, you take it. Say you perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word. But then you go out and you forget your divine origin. Come this way. Let this one come this way. Yep. Thank you. No, this side, just this way here. So mirror, show them, you stand and back everybody and show them, come this way. Now they've been made up, they've received the word, they've absorbed the word, and this is their outcome. Aren't they looking nice? Good. So now their miracle has come. They've seen themselves, they've seen their reflection in the mirror of the word of God. And don't you like what you see? Tell me.
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm, with your budget here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, so that's our business. Amen. See, thank you. When you see yourself, you like what you see in the scripture. I want to show you one. I'll come back. But this lady, remove the glass now. You say you know makeup. You use glass, the makeup joint. Oh yeah, fast. Come this way. Now, so he starts. This is God doing the makeup. And he's trying to tell this person that, hey, if you are single, God has everything for you. God has a man for you. He's making that up. But this is not the final state. That is the final state. But this one now will no longer be patient. And she will now run away. Just go like this. Follow my idea. That is how many of us do. They will see something and we'll just receive small. And Bible says that we go away forgetting. She ran away. But this was supposed to be her end. Chief, let them see them. Come like this. Here, I'll call you back. This was supposed to be her end. But they just started brushing her face. Adding foundation, Abby. Abby Linter. Which one? Foundation. They just started adding foundation. And she saw the word and Pia. Also, she ran away. But in that light, she cannot get her blessing. That is where many of us, we fall into. We just see the thing, we run excitedly. But we have not finished to receive what God is doing. We run away forgetting that, hey, there's a better makeup coming up. There's a better plan coming up. He says, you perceive how God sees you. You just perceive how God sees you. He says, in the mirror of the world. Then you go out and you forget. You forget. But look at this, verse 26. He says, but those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of liberty and are fascinated by and respond to the truth, they hear. He says, they are what? They are strengthened. They are strengthened by it. He says, they experience God's blessing in all that they do. Praise God. Now, this particular person now, she has perceived and she's already ready. But she's going out now. You are married already. I cannot use that. You are looking for a husband. Okay. She's her business now. She's looking for customers to buy her hair, really. And they are not coming. She will now be complaining. Hey, you will now go back to what? You go back to the mirror. When the thing is not working and you have already been made up, you will go back to the mirror and look again. You will see what God has done already. You will know that, hey, it's only a mirage, but what I'm seeing in the mirror is what God sees about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will go back, you will look at it well again, and you will go back to where you have failed. Because you have absorbed in yourself, in your spirit, what the word has said. You will go back and see what the mirror says. This is my reflection. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, let's rush there. My time is almost up. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. I want to show you something. It says, and all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God. See, this line is coming up. Continued. You must continue to absorb. You must continue in the word. That one says you set your gaze continually. You cannot leave it all. Because see, when these situations come, it's only going to test what your convictions are. Are you confident of what God has said to you? It will test your convictions. It will test your calling. It will test whether you really know what you have heard. It will test whether you really understand what you have heard. Because see, the final thing is they are blessed in whatever they do. Is that blessing that they want to take from you? So he says, continue to behold in the word of God. as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. He says, as you behold in the mirror, you see what? The glory of God. It means that what you are seeing in the word of God is the glory of God. Your reflection is called what? The glory of God. That's what we read in John. It says, and we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. You must continue to see that glory. Amen. He says, we beheld his glory as a mirror. The glory of God are constantly being transfigured. So all those things, they are transporting you to what you really require. It's transporting you. Transfigured there means you are changing form. So you must take the word of God very seriously. You must take it very seriously. Look at it. It says you are transfigured into his very own image. It says, on ever increasing what? Splendor. It says, and from one what? Degree of glory to another. Hallelujah. It says, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So it has told us that the first thing that you need to do, you have to absorb the word. You must keep absorbing it. I gave you the instance of the Indians. They keep eating that stuff. In their office, they have it plenty. Some of them they start growing mushrooms in the apartments that they collect. If you enter that place, like you will cough. They are no longer there, but the stench is there in that environment. So can you create that environment where nothing comes around you? That force field where if unemployment knocks, whoosh, it cannot come in. Hallelujah. Where barrenness knocks, whoosh, you don't answer the call. Where lack wants to hit you hard, whoosh, you say no. You keep looking at the word of God. He says, this man shall prosper in all that he does. You must keep your eyes there. Steady, steady, steady. This is the work. That is the work. And if you cannot do that work, you'll be praying for God for miracles. This is how to produce your own miracle at every time. This is what they call 100% victory, 100% of the time. Because the word of God has its power. It says, but as many as received him. And she comes. She's now looking for a husband. She's in a relationship. And the guy now does nonsense and says he's no longer doing. Instead of her to cry, because she has absorbed what God has already put inside of her, what she has put inside of herself, she will come back and check the mirror. She will check the mirror again. Bible says none shall lack their mates. You say, if you go, a better one is on my way. Hallelujah. He's on the way. Hallelujah. See, when you have that kind of confidence, nobody threatens you. Somebody say, I'm going to sack you. You are not threatened because they are losing a valuable asset. So that's the mentality that you must have, a mentality of a champion. A mentality of a champion. It's the same example. It's the same example in, there's this pastor that came, I think it's 2018 or so, Pastor Segun Oke. He was telling us something about pilots. Pilots. He said, for every flight, the pilots always have a flight plan. A flight plan. If they are going from Lagos to Abuja, there's always a flight plan, knowing where to take, the heights, the speed, everything. And when they take off, and there's turbulence, and it's taking them away from the flight plan, what the pilot just needs to do is to look at the flight plan and bring the plane back to order. That is what you need to do. If in your environment, if in your business, and you are going off course, just go back and look at the flight plan and bring yourself back. Hallelujah. It says the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Hey, I have a goodly heritage. You must be able to bring yourself back. Don't call pastor to pray for you. No, it's good, but that's a level. You have to take charge of your life. He says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power. He did not give only pastor. He gave everybody the power to become the son. There's no son of pastor. There's no pastor's son from God. All of us, we are sons. Sons just means that we are children of God. Amen. So you must be able to take charge of your life. Don't feel weak. Don't feel dejected. Don't feel depressed. Because that is the wrong part of your life. Go back to the flight plan and bring yourself back. Hallelujah. Hey. Or go back to the mirror and look. And look. Like somebody told me today, you are looking good. I said, I looked at the mirror. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know. Praise God. No matter what comes your way, just know that there's somebody there making you up. That is in the Word. He's ready to make you up at every point in your life. At every point in your life. Some say, I need to travel. I need to leave. Like somebody called me yesterday. And he said, I'm earning $200,000. My sister just called me that at the end of the month, she makes $5,000. He now converted the $5,000. It was coming to about how much? About 2 point something million, Abby. Or thereabout. Ha! He said he feels like he's wasting his life, that he wants to go to US. I say, Oga, don't just stand up and uproot yourself like that. Ask God. Because yeah, I cannot tell you to, because yes, the offer is juicy, but I cannot be your rubber stamp. Don't you understand? I cannot approve it for you. I'm not your God. You must be able to check out that oppression by what is in the Word of God. And see if that's what God wants for your life. There are so many people that have gone and they are no more. And they have not made it. Except you want to now enter into drugs and all those kind of things. But that's not God's plan for you. If it's not God's plan, it's not God's plan. Amen. But what am I trying to bring out to you today? Keep absorbing the Word. That is why Christ came. He says he came. The Word became flesh. If you are looking for a child, see it in the Scripture. When God came and visited Sarah and said, by this time next year, you shall have a child. The Word that God spoke formed the child in Sarah's womb. And that is, and like somebody was saying here today, that, okay, in the first service, that the word of God in God's mouth is as potent as the word in your own mouth. You can begin to speak to your womb. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb, the deadened, barren womb. He considered it not. The same thing for Mary. When the angel visited her, as he spoke the word, the baby formed. Jesus formed in her womb. That is the same process. That is the same process of life that you can call anything forth into this world. Bible says, through faith we believe that the worlds were created by the word of God. You can recreate that thing in your world. But there's a process. And we have seen this process. The word of God, when you see it in the mirror, it says it's the glory of God. That's your reflection. You begin to reflect God's glory. And nothing can overshadow God's glory. Hey! It says, as they went forth from nation to nation, he suffered no man to do them wrong. That will be your own testimony. That will be your testimony. By day, there will be a pillar of cloud over your life. There will be an environment for family success. Hey, are you seeing it right now? An environment for business success. An environment for career success. That is what the world can provide for you. That environment. And that is what Christ came. to give us that environment where there's nothing missing, nothing broken. You begin to enjoy life to the fullest, so till it overflows. He says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But it comes by you doing something. There's a responsibility on you. There's a responsibility on you. You have to spend time on the Word of God. Keep absorbing it. Keep absorbing it. Bible says something in Acts. It says, and so mightily grew the Word of God, and it prevailed. And I will keep saying it. The Word of God has its own power to bring to pass what it talks about. You don't need to add any kind of other formula. You say, I can. I saw one post. Hey, some people are very wicked. They say some people, they are looking for some men, they are looking for Cardi B with a touch of Chioma Jesus. Hey. With a touch of Chioma Jesus or Sinach. Hey, praise God. God can give you what you desire. 100%. He can give it to you. Amen. That experience that you are looking for in Cardi B, you can put it in that person. You will not even know. She will not display it outwardly, but it will be inherent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you may even think that that's what you need. But God will outstand you. He says he will do exceedingly, more abundantly, above all that you can ever ask or think. Hallelujah. But what I want to tell you today is that you were born a champion. You are not born under. I love that charge Minister Pedro gave in the first service. He says that God has put everything under your feet. It means that, see, there's nothing that is above you. That is why there's no challenge that comes to you that is uncommon to man. He says, God is able, God is faithful. Say he will create a door of escape. There's always a place for you for your victory. There's always a place. But you need to put in the work. Don't waste the coming of Jesus Christ. Like Paul will say, says, I will not frustrate the grace of God. Don't frustrate the grace of the Word of God. Don't think that God does not work. Don't be a bad example of a Christian. Don't be a bad example. You can be an example. Bible says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. They cannot light us and put us under a chair. No, we are always above. Hallelujah. So, but I tell you today, as I close, you have to put in the work. The work is just for you to read your Bible and pray every day. Keep putting it inside. Keep putting it inside. The same way you do courses. The same way you do courses. Maybe you do a management course. You do a master's course. You are not seeing what you have read doing the work now. It is when they put you in the situation, the ideas begin to come out. That's the same way the Word of God is. As you put it inside, the Holy Ghost begins to inspire you on how to do it. Say it is dynamic in his working. We cannot lose. We cannot fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot lose. We cannot fail. And we will not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. You are going to be a financial giant. That child that you are looking for, you are going to have it. You are going to carry that child. Hallelujah. And whatever you have lost, God, Bible says God is able to restore much more. So if you can stay on the word, if you can close your eyes, you know, they say, set your gaze. See, this person set his gaze. It means that he was blind to everything. He says, whatever you focus on magnifies, and you are blind to every other thing. That's the same way God wants your life to be. Be blind to that situation. Don't give it attention. Don't do opening ceremony for it. It is not Olympics. It is not World Cup. You are supposed to be the person that they are celebrating. The whole crowd is cheering you on. You are part of the players. Don't do an opening ceremony for any situation. Hallelujah. I see you rising in 2021. I see you being the best in 2021. Whatever you saw as a result here will be the iceberg for 2021. The tip of the iceberg in 2021. Hallelujah. But I will say it again. Your responsibility is to absorb the word. If you can absorb it and respond to it, you'll be blessed in all you do. Can you give God the praise this evening, this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Can we just lift up our hands? Can we just rise and lift up our hands? We are going to commit to yourself that, Lord, in this coming year, I'm going to voraciously consume the word. I'm going to voraciously consume the word. I will not look to the right nor to the left. I will voraciously absorb the word and respond to it. I will respond to the word. Hallelujah. Can you just say, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Just make that commitment. Just make that commitment. Say, Lord, I will stay in the word. Like they always say, I die here. I'm going to die in the word. Praise God. I stay inside the word. I live in the word. I move in the word. In you I live. In you I move. In you I have my being. I will not waste the coming of Christ for nothing.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.